Hello, it's Tuesday, July the 20th, and we are camping out this week in the 45th chapter of Isaiah. And today our focus will be on verses 7 through 13. We were generally looking at verses 1 to 6 yesterday, though we only mentioned, I think, verse 1. But beginning in verse 7, I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Everything works together for the good of God's people, good things and bad things. He creates good things, but he also creates the situation, the context in which calamity occurs. Now, this raises some philosophic and theological issues. And the issue is God therefore the author of sin? And that cannot be. God is altogether good, but he can bring about the circumstances in which sin and rebellion, through free will, for example, can occur. And so when, for example, the Westminster Confession talks about God's decree in chapter 3 of the Confession, it makes the explicit caveat that although nothing can happen without God willing it to happen, and without God willing it to happen before it happens, and without God willing it to happen in the way that it happens, God is not the author of sin, but he can create the circumstances in which sin is possible. Now, at that point, you're scratching your head, as I am, and I've been thinking about this issue for over half a century. And I teach this stuff to seminary students, but there are some things that are beyond our understanding, and we are at the very limit of our understanding at that point. But why is that even remotely important? It's important because God is in control. He's just given a prophecy about Cyrus coming 150 years, the emerging of the Persian Empire. And why should we believe, first of all, that God knows this, but that God can so control history to bring about a Cyrus in the future? Because he's in total control of good things and bad things, and they all work together to fulfill his plan and his purpose. Shower, verse 8, O heavens from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. Let the earth open that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, the Lord, have created it. God's bringing about his salvation, which is depicted in Isaiah very often as a garden. He's recreating the new heavens and new earth in which righteousness will dwell. God's plan, he's got it. It's in his control. Well, we'll take another look at Isaiah 45 tomorrow. We'll see you then.